Hello, this is High Venus the Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 665. Five. It's a nice number, but it's not meant for gambling. So I'm so happy to have you today with me. And as I said to you yesterday, I am in Libreville, Gabon, for Healing Jesus campaign. Is today that we begin. It's 5 days of campaign, so continue to pray for me. I'm so grateful to God that I have you to be able to fellowship with you today. And we are talking about the death of Christ, and we are at the point we're talking about dominion, living in dominion. And yesterday I said to you that living in dominion according to Jesus does not mean that a man should dominate fellow human beings. Living in dominion doesn't mean that a man should dominate fellow human beings. Very, very important for you to understand this and understand what we are doing so that you do not make a mistake. So Prophetess Olivia says we should live in dominion. So, but God's idea of dominion is not that of a man having dominion over fellow human beings. Okay, so let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. And it says in 1 Corinthians 15 from this one, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, by which also you're saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, or it's supposed to say you've not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it says, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we're looking at the death of Christ, we look at the physical events that led to his death. We are not the revelator and looking for what happened by revelation. We've gone into Genesis, Abraham's life. We've gone into the incarnation in Luke 1. We've gone into 2 Kings 8. And now we are on Proverbs 4:20 that says, my son, daughter inclusive, pay attention to my word. Pay attention. So that is what we're doing. We're paying attention to God's word. Giving attention to God's word means that you're going to spend more time on the word of God, the Bible, instead of social media, instead of TV, instead of listening to music, instead of doing any other thing. You're giving more attention to God's word. Good. So yesterday I said that God's idea of dominion. And why are we talking about dominion? Because of what happened in Mark 11. Jesus was walking with his disciples, and then they saw a tree, fig tree, he cursed it, and then they came back the following day and said, Master, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead. And Jesus said, don't you know that whosoever, that is what I have given to every man, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he will have whatsoever he saith. And that is why we are looking at dominion, living in dominion, that you were made fit to rule, fit to live in dominion. You were made for that. Maybe you don't know, but you were made for that. Okay. So, why is Jesus saying that you should not exercise dominion over fellow human beings? Why is he saying that? We went into Matthew, and I want us to look at another version, that is New Living Translation of Matthew 20, because that's what we looked at yesterday. Matthew 20. You know that I will always want to look at other versions, because when you look at other versions, you will see things that were not in the one, the previous one that you read. And it's very important to be able to know it. It gives you a broader vision, a broader idea. So read the King James Version, and I want us to look at the New Living Translation of Matthew 20. Matthew 20 from verse 20, from verse 25. That is it, Matthew 20 from verse 25. And listen to how the New Living Translation puts it. He said, but Jesus called them together and said, you know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people. And in fact, I think that I would do you a disservice if I don't tell you the story that led to this. There is a story behind why Jesus called the disciples together and said this to them. So the story goes that there are two sons of Zebedee, John and James, who are in the group of disciples. You know, Jesus had 12 disciples. Then, this according to Matthew 20, when Jesus was on his way to go to Jerusalem to go and die, to drink this bitter cup of suffering, this woman came asking for a request. So Jesus said, "What is your request?" Would you believe what she said? She said, "Lord, grant that my sons will sit in the highest places of honor, one on your right and one on your left." Now, I like how the message is another version of the Bible, puts it. He said, "Did she ask for the highest place of honor? One on the left, one on the right." Listen, this is what the natural man, the unbeliever, the man who is not regenerated, who is not born again, his idea of dominion is the highest places of honor. The highest places of honor. That's what they look for. That is all they know. That is all they look out for. Highest place of honor. So in the political field, they are looking for the highest place of honor. In the social setting, in their society, they are looking for the highest place of honor. Their eyes are red. Their eyes are open. The scent of the harvest to sniff out. How can I put myself in the highest place of honor? They are on a street. They are in a community. They are looking. How can everybody bow to me? And unfortunately, such men and women have found their places in the church. They have come into the church setting. Some of them not born again. Some of them even using occultic powers and evil spirits, using witchcraft. Oh, and they go to the highest. They can even rise up to be a pope. And this is how they are, not born again. Not born again, not regenerated. But what are they looking out for? The highest places of honor. That is what the cardinal thing they are looking out for. Why would you say this about the two sons of Zebedee? After all, they were disciples. They were, Jesus had chosen them, but they were not born again. Jesus had not yet died. And remember, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So they were still sinners. And that is why they thought that way. Their minds were not renewed. That is why they thought that way. So if you look at your life, you see that you're always looking for the highest place of honor, my dear, there is something wrong, something missing. And you ought to know about what the spiritual dominion is about. Because immediately you know it, you lose appetite for the highest place of honor. You are so blessed. Please come back again. Come back for more.